I've had a taste of apartheid. My grandmother was working in the birth, still as a maid and shit. Mm-hmm. And I ain't know English by then. Mm-hmm. But I could tell that these white kids is gossiping about me. Mm. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to let it slide. And then, while we were playing, they made me the host. And they were climbing on top of me.
What?
I'm like, nigga, why am I the host? And I got two white kids sitting on me. And then when I complained about that, they got mad. They hit me with an avocado, man. I told my grandma, I'm like, hey. I just been hit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the LTL podcast. If you're a subscriber, you know how we do. Let me hit you with a quick swag check. You see the pants, Alpha Industries. You see the jacket, Alpha Industries. Come on, it's not a game. You know how we do. Shout out to our main sponsor, Crab Protect, keeping us fresh all day, every day. We got a dope episode. Let me not keep you guys waiting. MT is ready. Let's go.
We're here for the LTL podcast.
Joe.
Ha, ha, ha.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the LTL podcast. We're back with another episode, and today we got a very, very special episode. We have one of my favorite people in the game. He's been doing his thing since 2015. He's been hitting us with banger after banger. Nah, y'all thought you can get rid of him. Nah, he ain't going nowhere. We have the one and only Big Hustle in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you guys in the beginning, right? As you can see, no alcohol.
Yeah.
You know? I called MT and I'm like, yo, what you sipping on? He's like, yo, bro, tea. I was like, what? He's like, nah, let's sip on tea. So for the very first time on the LTL podcast, we're going to be sipping on some tea. Ain't that some fly shit?
Hey.
Shout out to Big Hustle. Let's get it popping already.
I'm grown now. Okay. Hey, I ain't no little nigga no more.
There we go. I know my mother's proud of me right now. Let me hit you once. Let me hit you.
Yeah, I take four sugars.
Four sugars?
I don't play that thing.
I really believe, like, you came in and changed hip-hop and SA in a lot of ways. You know?
Thank you.
When you came in 2015, the trajectory of hip-hop was just picking up at that time.
Yeah.
And you changed the landscape. You came through with that trap.
Yes, sir.
At that time, niggas have done trap songs, but they were not fully emerged with the trap sound.
Yeah,
you came through and hit niggas with the head. You dropped Roll Up. I want to even start there.
Yeah.
You dropped Roll Up, and it became the hottest record of the year.
Yes,
then you dropped Every. It became the hottest album of the year.
Yeah.
I'm saying it right now. Certified classic. Top five SA hip-hop album of all time.
I
don't care what the fuck you say. That's
it.
Big facts. So tell me, let's start in the beginning.
Yeah.
How does that happen? And I heard Roll Up actually way before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
you were running in the streets, you were doing the Kantari thing. So I want to know, how did that happen that you got signed to Ambitious and Roll Up came through?
Crazy thing is, before Roll Up, people never knew I make music. There's some people that never knew I make music. Because I was too shy to tell people that, because a nigga was down bad, you know. You can't be down bad and you're telling people, no, I rap. Nigga, get us out this poverty, nigga. Fuck your rapping. You feel me? So people at home just knew that I'm in the streets, I'm hustling. Until Roll Up came out, you know. Yeah, it was a good time, man.
How did you feel, like, from you in the streets hustling? You used to live in Hillbro, right? Can you tell us how life was like, you living in Hillbro?
Man, they're not lying, man, when they say, you know, it can get really wicked down there, you know. You talking to somebody that's grew up there, lived there, played there. She got my first girlfriend there.
Oh, word?
You feel me? Type shit. So that's why I got it tatted on me, you know.
You see the tat. Oh, shit. Yeah.
2198, that's the area code. So that's Berea, Hillbro, and Yeovil.
You said you got your first girlfriend in Hillbro. Tell me how you pulled up on Shorty. Was the song out yet, or like where was this?
This was a while back. I was still a school kid.
Oh, a school kid.
Yeah, I always been a playboy since primary.
Oh, word.
But like, the city of Swans. Yeah, started there type shit.
What do you think the Shorties liked about you way back? Because this is not MT the Hustler that we know.
I don't know really. Because I was broke as fuck. I was down bad. And nobody want to fuck with me. I chill with niggas. Niggas lose phones. They won't look at me. Because they know I'm the broke nigga. I might steal that shit.
I feel you.
Yeah. That's how broke I was.
It shows the testament of a guy that you are. You know, a lot of niggas can't bag up a girl until they got money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Only a real one, a real nigga, can be able to bag up a shorty before he gets on.
Yeah. Facts.
You know?
So
then you're in here, bro. You broke. Nothing is working out for you.
Right.
You drop Roll Up and your life changes. Like, tell me, how does that happen? From you being a broke nigga, you thinking, hey, someone's phone might get stolen. Hey, shit is not going well. What happens from you dropping Roll Up? How does your life change?
I still lived in town.
Yeah.
8 niggas, 2-bedroom apartment.
Damn.
Yeah. And nobody walks alone. We move as a pack. Because the city can get wicked.
And at that time, did you know, was ATM formed at that time?
Yeah, that's exactly when it was.
I need to give a big shout out to, I love it when you make music with Sjava and Saudi.
Yeah.
That's like a magical combination out there. You know what I mean? Any record with you two, even the records on your albums just with you and Saudi, whenever you niggas get together, serious, serious heat comes through.
Yeah, that's how it used to be back in the day. That's how it still is to this day.
Shout out. All right, while we're talking on that point, I want to give you your flowers off the top. My favorite, and I also want you to give
Which
me your
flowers first.
Your flowers.
Sativa or Indica?
Let's do a sativa, you know what I mean? So let's give you your flowers. Let's say my first.
No flowers. Hey. Start telling me you giving me my flower. I ain't no bitch.
Oh.
I don't want no flowers.
Nah, it ain't literal, dog.
I don't want no flowers, nigga. I want gas.
Oh, you want gas? All right, I feel you. I feel you. So my favorite two MT records, I also want you to tell me my favorite two MT records. Mm-hmm. Is We Up and Wave. Those are my favorite two MT records. What's your favorite two MT records?
I don't know. I don't like my own shit.
For real?
Yeah.
How? How, Sway?
I'm doing it for the people, not for myself.
You don't like no MT records?
Uh-uh.
You bugging.
I can do better.
For real?
Yeah.
Nah, you bugging.
I don't write no song on mine.
Nah, bro. Nah. You make beautiful music, bro.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I'm not a fan of my own music.
Why? Like, is it cause like maybe you are a perfectionist? Like, you feel like you can always change something? Like, you see, like a Dr. Dre, he doesn't release music often because he's a perfectionist. He's got like over 1,000 songs. He listens to his songs, then he doesn't end up releasing them. Do you think maybe you have that type of situation? Like, Detox was supposed to come out 20 years ago and it's not out up till now. So maybe you think maybe you are a perfectionist because you make dope music.
I don't ever want to get a big head and say, I'm the best this, I'm the best that.
Yeah.
I'm the best at shit. Everything I do, I'm trying. I'm not the best at nothing.
Nah, you great, bro. You great with the music. We always gotta keep it real with each other. I'm gonna keep it real with you. You great with the music. I'm looking at the tea, we never talked about it. Like, you obviously quit drinking alcohol. I think it's like 9 years, 10 years, right?
Yeah, sir.
Is there a reason why you stopped drinking alcohol? What was the reason?
One of the reasons I stopped drinking alcohol, I came to a realization that alcohol is actually the devil himself.
Oh, shit.
Inside the bottle.
Damn. That's crazy.
How did
you come to that conclusion?
I see how people behave when they drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I see what it does to people.
Mm-hmm.
The nicest nigga might turn into be the toughest nigga.
Facts.
Because he's drunk.
Facts.
My daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I still love my daddy though. He used to be heavy on it.
Mm.
And I used to see what it does to him.
Mm.
And I don't want to be a statistic. So please give me the ganja only. Yeah. Alcohol ain't shit, bro. Mm. That's the biggest drug.
Now that you're saying you haven't drank alcohol in 9 years and 10 years, so looking at that timeline, it says when you came in the game, you were not drinking already, right?
Yeah.
So then it takes me back to a situation that niggas clearly were accusing you of something that is not true. At a time when you were performing, and then you fell on stage. I also fell on stage. Yeah, I know it. They said you were drunk. So clearly niggas were capping.
Yeah, they were capping. They were capping 100%.
Mm-hmm.
A lot was going on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the crowd was too excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I just woke up. I remember I was in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas woke me up like, you already giving me the mic.
Straight out your sleep.
Yeah, I'm like, yo. Before I perform, I pray. I ain't got the chance to pray.
Mm.
Niggas just threw the mic at me. Yeah, stage is that way. Okay, cool. Let go.
Mm.
I do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. I'm a little, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little, what do you call it?
Jaded?
I'm jaded. We just had a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was sleeping the whole time.
Mm.
Immediately, as I opened my eyes, I'm supposed to perform. Nigga, I ain't no Superman.
Mm.
I ain't no superhuman.
Mm.
Went on that stage, and when I got on that stage, I saw how excited and happy people were to see me.
Mm-hmm.
If you check out the video,
mm-hmm.
I stood in one position. I didn't move because them people's like the crowd
yeah.
and shit, they be doing a whole lot of shit while the niggas perform.
Yeah, so pulling on your leg.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Pulling on a nigga leg.
Mm-hmm.
One stupid ass little bitch was pulling on my left one.
Mm-hmm.
And then another goofy asshole was pulling this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm standing there like I don't know if you seen the footage.
Yeah, I seen
it. I was like this. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm.
So I do my thing. And then you see, when I perform, I like to jump and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do the whole thing. While I was going in, bitches was pulling me, so I fell. When I tried to stand up, them steroid, shake sipping ass, buff security guards came and pick me up. I said, what you doing, cuz? I'm here to work, bruh. Leave me alone, I'm cool. No, you're not fine. And you know them niggas is big and shit. So the niggas carry me out. I can't fight this nigga. No, you're not okay, my man. You're not okay. I'm like, my brother, I did all right now. May I go back there and give the people a show? No, you're not fine. They threw me in the bus, closed the bus. Next thing, we leaving.
Damn.
I was mad as fuck.
You wake up on social media, you see this shit is like fucking viral to the max.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, and anything could have happened there, man.
Mm.
R.I.P. to Costa. You feel me?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers don't know what we go through as
performers. Yes, sir.
So fuck them.
Mm.
They can suck my dick. Mm.
I'm glad you cleared that story, because a lot of niggas are running with the wrong narrative. Like, yeah, MT is getting drunk on stage and all that shit.
I don't sip no liquor. I'm a gentleman.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of the last warriors left on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm the realest nigga walking.
Talk your shit.
Yeah.
All right. And then most recently, we're going to track back. We're going to go forward and come back a little bit. At that time, too, after Roll Up, you drop another smash hit record called Pearl Tusi.
Mm-hmm.
Streets on Smash.
Yes, sir.
Biggest hit record. On the record, you're obviously talking like you admiring Shorty. She's beautiful, yellow bone, you know. Mm-hmm. We all thinking, all right, MT is like just giving props to Shorty. It's just a friendship thing. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months back, you hit us up like, hey, listen, Pearl, you know, if I hit that, the whole hood will be proud. We are all shocked, like how MT is trying to get that Pearl. We thought he came through on some like friendship thing. I didn't know you were out there like that.
I still respect her as my big sister and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get it fucked up though. I might hit it.
Oh, word.
But I respect her though. I respect her like my, you know what I'm saying? Like my big sister and everything.
Yeah.
You know.
But you would still hit that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'll risk it all.
Yeah. I feel you. I don't know if you saw an episode. We were out here arguing about that. Me and Nadia. Do you see a clip of it?
Oh, the Michael B. Jordan shit?
Yeah, she was saying Michael B. Jordan should be out there. I was like, nah, MT is the guy. You know what I mean?
I'm the guy, bro.
For real?
I ain't Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take Pearl out to eat some quarters.
Yes, sir.
Then we go to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then go to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hustler, so don't believe the hype niggas telling me niggas telling y'all I'm broke, this and that and the third. Hey, my name is MT the Hustler, nigga.
Talk about it.
I always gotta make sure I'm a provider, nigga. I'm mm-hmm. taking care of families. And I always got it on me. It's just that it's in the economy, but I always got it on me.
Yeah. You said you're taking care of families. We all know you've been a family man from the time you first came in the game. I mean, your first album was called Avery. Yeah. How does it feel to be a family man? Because not a lot of young rappers in the game that came through with you had kids.
Yeah.
You like, how does
it... Yeah, some niggas had them.
Yeah.
But like, they split.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I wasn't trying to split shit.
Yeah. So how does it feel for you to be a family man or a dad in this hip-hop game? You raising kids as a rapper. Not a lot of guys these days have kids. Like, if people have kids, they probably have, like, one kid.
Yeah. I got three now. Mm-hmm. I just had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Nairobi. Beautiful. I'm in love with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question again?
How does it feel to be a father? Fatherhood. Has it changed you in any way?
It's changed me in a lot of ways, man. You know, I watch how I treat other people
because
I wouldn't want nobody fucking with my kids or somebody gonna die.
Damn.
You know, so I treat people with respect and they can witness that.
Yeah.
Pops is a down nigga. When we're walking in the mall, he shows love to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't refuse no pictures, you know. So I want my kids to learn that, you know, no matter what position you're in life, always respect people, you know. So they know that about me. Fuck all that other shit these pussy ass niggas could be talking about. My kids know me for who I really am. Yeah.
And you said, I didn't hear clearly, you said you also have your daughter's born now. What's the name of your daughter?
Nairobi.
Nairobi. Yeah. What Nairobi, like the Kenya, Nairobi?
Yeah, the capital of Kenya.
Is there a reason you named your daughter Nairobi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I flew over there, got to meet Trey Songz, got to work with Trey Songz in Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there was a monumental moment in my career.
Yes, sir.
And to top it off, and to show you I'm a warrior, when I landed there, I felt sick.
Damn.
So I was doing my shit sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the booth taking long because I was sick as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I had tonsils, I had flu, I had this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed that. In Nairobi, you can't just let your quiet anyway.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but like, they don't really fuck with cigarette like that.
Oh, shit.
So there's designated smoking areas.
Yeah.
So I learned this through an incident.
Mm-hmm.
I was just walking on my, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I keep out a guay in my pocket. I put it on my lip. One Kenyan brother came to me before I whipped out the lighter. He said, hey, you might get arrested for that shit.
That's crazy. Like,
damn. Okay. And jaywalking is illegal out there. And I feel like Kenya is the heart of Africa, you know. And I love Africa, you feel me? I do a lot of shows in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Africa tatted on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full-blown African, man. One of the last warriors left. What's left now is TikTokers and you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
And drillers.
You were talking about Kenya. I remember I was out there with Wizkid for like a week in Kenya. We had like the best time, and it's actually making me think like, damn, MT's first song he dropped, he had a remix with Wizkid. First record ever. Obviously, Wizkid and Super Mega, That is not something light. Mm. First record you ever dropped.
I said, even on the song, I just told niggas, do it if you think you're better.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it, and they never gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
Facts. We were on a record with Super Mega, and then when he dropped the album, his last album, he also featured you on a record. Very, one of my favorite records on the album.
Love that song, man.
Tell us about your experience with Super Mega. You working with him, you speaking to him. I know he was very, very fond of you a lot.
Yeah, he was, man. He was one of the people that, you know, loved me for me. Mm-hmm. You know, he never judged me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what's crazy is that the last time I saw him was when we were recording Crown.
Mm.
And his last words to me were, stay safe, stay alive, I love you. Then he hugged me. And the hug was so long, I think it was like 10 seconds.
Mm.
He hugged me. And I'm big on energy.
Mm.
And I was unsettled. I was unsettled after that.
Damn.
Because I know him as, you know, get up and go type guy.
Yeah.
But that day he was humble, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? There's even a clip where he says, MT's a gold, blah, mm. blah, blah, shout out for that.
Mm.
But those were his last words to me. And I really looked up to him, you know,
mm-hmm.
from Victory Lab to, you know, you name it.
Yeah, no.
I was out in high school bumping Victory Lab. Since, what was their crew name again? Entity.
Yeah. I was listening to your records and your songs. You went to school with Manando, right?
Yeah.
You named your second album after him. Was Manando smacking niggas like that for real?
Yeah. He could have been John Wick without the strength. Without the strength.
For real?
Yeah, without the strength. Yeah.
I mean, is there anything you can tell us about Manando that you didn't mention on the song? Maybe that we could hear a story about him?
I remember one time after school. It's after school.
Yeah.
The street is busy.
Yeah.
There's a zebra crossing.
A zebra?
Zebra crossing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For the kids.
Okay.
It's busy.
Yeah.
Children was coming out from school. And then there was this car that came during his finin and stopped where I was standing, and Manando was there.
Mm.
So Manando approached this nigga on something. Hey, it's a school zone. Why are you driving so fast?
Mm.
I don't know what that nigga said, but he was an old nigga with his kids in the back, his wife on the left.
Mm.
So Manando like, oh, take it easy, blase, blase. And then the motherfucker, he got offended, started talking shit. And then Manando was just like, hey, you know what? Get out the car, let's rumble.
He smacked cops.
I'm gonna embarrass you in front of your wife and kids.
Shh.
In my school uniform, let's go. Took off his blazer, they rumbled. The rest is history.
That's crazy.
Another time, niggas pulled up after school looking for partner. They had baseball bats and shit. They were after a cuz. You fuck them all up with their weapons.
One man?
Yeah. No gat, no strap, no knife, no stick, no nothing.
How many niggas was he fighting?
It was a bus full of niggas. You know a CIA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All of them up.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Man, RIP to Manando.
Yeah.
Another guy that I actually saw you with for a long time. You've as much as you've had like a lot of you know, success in this music game, you've also lost a very close friends around you. You know, I think the very first time I saw you was with SK. You also lost a very close friend of yours, Lebo, I think, and he was your manager. How do you cope with you losing people close to your life?
Nah, I ain't gonna sit up here and lie to you. Mm-hmm. That shit fucked me up every day. Mm. I think I'm about my homies every day.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up. But I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
I gotta be strong. Keep it going. You know. Yeah. But it fucked me up.
Damn.
Yeah. Do
you believe in like seeing someone like someone to speak to? I know us blacks, we're not raised to be seeing therapy, to seek help or anything. Are you up for you seeing someone, or is there someone that you speak to about the pain that you deal with?
Well, I used to see somebody, but for a short while, I don't think people will ever understand. I sometimes tell niggas, yo, I feel like I'm 100 years old. Like, the shit I've been through, some of this shit I don't deserve. But I had to go through to learn something.
It's been crazy times, man. We're losing a lot of people. I don't know. I don't think we've had a time like this. I'm just hoping and praying that we all get through this shit. Even just the industry itself, we've lost so many people this year, you know?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I want to talk about, we had a little bit of a conversation about it before we started this interview. I think they should call it Instagram Live MT, because you are the artist in SA that is like fully on Instagram Live. And then, I mean, we can talk about, I guess, maybe the good and the bad. Because some people can say Instagram Live is to your detriment. Other people can say Instagram Live benefited you a lot, because a lot of people got to see your personality on Instagram Live. Certain things you couldn't express on a tweet. We all saw how MT feels on Instagram Live. We've seen your rise. We've seen a lot of things go bad on Instagram Live.
Yeah, motherfuckers seen my dick.
Damn. Like, let's go there then. What happened on that night? Like, that situation happened like that.
What can I say?
It's a mistake. Like,
I was balling. I was geeking. I was trying to strike shit. Yeah, but I was geeked out, though. I was geeked out.
And then when that situation happened, when do you know, oh, shit, I fucked up? Immediately there or the next day? Like, how does it happen?
I found out that I fucked up immediately.
How?
Because I'm going to the phone is here.
Yeah.
I'm pissing. So now, you know when you're done pissing, you're supposed to dust that motherfucker. So I'm after dusting that motherfucker, I don't know why my hand, my right hand, chose to help the left hand tie this, zip up the pants. You know, I even asked, hey, y'all seen my dick? Niggas was like, yeah, we seen that shit. I'm like, damn. Motherfuckers thought I was gonna kill myself. Hey, nigga, I've been through worse, man.
Yeah,
ain't nothing gonna kill me. Nah, fuck that. Niggas thought I was gonna be depressed. This, that, and the third. Hey, shit. It's just a dick, my nigga.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's crazy. another thing we obviously saw on live was you and your shorty at the time, obviously going back and forth. You know, I want us to be careful, obviously, addressing this because, I mean, I've seen your tweets saying a lot of times, like, hey, guys, I'm in a relationship and things are not going good in terms of, like, my girl is doing this. But no one took that serious, you know? But when it's the other way around, it's taken serious. And I feel like we need to have a conversation that is, like, open and very broad about this because, unfortunately, I don't know why in this world when, you know, South Africa is very serious. Like, abuse is very serious, and women getting abused is very serious. But we also need to speak about the whole situation holistically because there are men in that type of situation. But when we bring it up, that men are in the situation is not taken serious. And I don't think that's fair. And maybe us as men, we don't have enough conversations about this because I don't know why. Because you have said that a million times and there were no repercussions. There was no, hey, she needs to be canceled. Hey, here's what's happening. But when we saw that live, I saw a lot of people complaining, why is MT doing this? Why is he abusing his wife or whatever? When you've made those claims, I obviously don't know what's happening in that situation. Can you give us like a little bit of clarity on what's happening in that situation and how what's the relationship with you and your ex-wife or your wife at the moment?
This takes me back to saying that Instagram's greatest tool is life. And I'm glad that I earned life that day. Because Lord knows what would have happened if I didn't. And if I was the oppressor, why am I the one shooting or having my phone out? You know, but that's a story for another day. Right now, we cool. You know, we just had our first daughter.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I feel like it was exaggerated in a way. Many people had many things to say. I'm not that nigga, bro. I don't put my hands on women. I don't do none of that shit, you know. And excuse me, I preach this shit in my music. I preach this shit to the hood because the hood look up to a nigga.
They love you.
You know, so I'm always telling niggas, hey, treat your girl right, this, that, and the third. Next thing, I'm accused of doing that shit. You see, so it's like, it's whatever, man. Like, I saw from the beginning what type of game is being played, you know. So I backed down. I wasn't on social media for a long time. You know, right now, things are okay, I can say, because I get to see my kids and spend time with them, play with them, this, that, and the third. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that, you know. And, only time will tell concerning other things.
The outcome,
But for now, we cool, man. Like, it ain't no bad blood.
I'm glad to hear that, bro.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I was also watching one of your lives. You said from that situation, based on what happened on Instagram Live, you got locked up.
Yeah.
So that's true? You got locked up?
Yeah.
And then what was that experience? Were you locked up for a day or you were in prison for longer?
First of all, I'm big hustle. So, I'm lawyered up. I'm lawyered up already. So, we can say a couple hours.
Okay.
You know, but I was cool in there. Niggas fuck with me in there.
So when you went in, they knew, like, hey, MT, like.
Niggas fuck with me. And I'm a cool ass nigga.
Facts.
You know, so I posed no threat, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was up in there just chilling, man. A lot of people were worried that, hey, this and that is happening. Nah. If God wants me to go through something, see, I'm a warrior, bro. I can adapt.
Mm. Are those charges dropped or are they still ongoing? If it's still ongoing, I'd prefer maybe we don't go too much about it. I wouldn't want you to speak about that type of stuff, you know?
I don't know if it's thrown out or if it's whatever, but we're no longer there, okay, type shit.
Glad to hear that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're no longer there. Like, we're trying to progress, mm-hmm, raise the kids good, mm-hmm, you know, and not see more of this bullshit going on,
mm,
you know. And yeah, man, inspire my kids with real. A man can make a mistake and rectify it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm glad, man. I think why a lot of people have love for you, MT, is because we've seen your ups and downs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the reason why people have a genuine love for you, period. You know, you are someone that is real. You know, and like, unfortunately, we are living in the times where when you look at Instagram, everything is fake. You know what I'm saying? You have filters. Girls are looking like 10s. The girls that are 4 are looking like 10s on Instagram.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Scarybyte, the pinnacle of military-grade cybersecurity, trusted by governments and the private sector alike. We fortify ICT infrastructure against threats. We stand as the elite in cybersecurity. Partner with Scarybyte.
I don't like shit on Instagram. R.I.P. Mampinja.
For real.
R.I.P. Mampinja. I used to always call me and talk about, we're not like you, man. Anything else. Say, I'm like, nah, I don't like none of y'all niggas shit.
For real?
Yeah, none of y'all niggas shit is motivating me or inspiring me.
Mm.
Y'all flexing on me.
Mm.
You want me to like that shit?
Mm.
Fuck that, nigga.
Mm.
Yeah. It's inspiring, nigga. Motivating, nigga.
Mm.
Motivate the kid.
Mm.
Don't be flexing food to hey, nigga, we got hungry shit. No. Hey, I don't fuck with food bloggers too. We got kids starving. And all they can do is watch that shit.
Damn. So, yeah, I can't believe Mampinja would actually recognize that you're not liking his pictures. Like,
no, I don't like no nigga shit. Niggas is flexing. That's all they doing. You can't flex on me.
That's crazy. Yeah. R.I.P. Mampinja. And then, like, yeah, I was saying that point on Instagram, like, none of that shit is real. And that's why a lot of people is depressed right now, because they're looking at a life that someone is portraying and they're not even living that life. You know, like, you are comparing your life to someone's highlight reel. You know, they're only showing you the good things and you want to be that good shit that they're only showing. So this is just maybe a message for all the kids that is watching. Please, because a lot of relationships are fucked up now because of Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Because they're just showing you, oh, we're on holiday, we're on a vacation, oh, it's beautiful and whatever. Yeah. And people are not seeing the fights, everything that's happening. So,
plates being thrown.
The what's been thrown?
Plates being thrown.
You know what I mean?
All that shit.
Yeah. So, all the kids, please do not focus on Instagram to try and live your life like that. Right now, like, you've been tweeting a couple of things, man. Like, hey, I'm finna drop an album this year. I just want to know, are we getting the album this year?
Yeah. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm looking for distribution because Platoon I don't know what's going on over there, but they don't fuck with anything.
So right now, it's just a distribution situation?
Yeah.
I hope you're working with Ruff on this album, because I need that combo.
Yeah, it's definitely.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Platoon don't fuck with a nigga.
Nah, man. Yo, all the labels.
They don't answer my calls. They don't return my messages.
For real?
Nothing.
Isn't it crazy that actually the most biggest hits, most beautiful things come out of struggle sometimes? You know, if you look at artists, their first album is always their best albums because they made that album when they were struggling.
Yeah.
They made that album in pain. Then when niggas are good and niggas are getting money, that's when they drop the level in terms of the music. There's something about struggle that, you know what I'm saying? The T on deck, there's something about struggle that actually builds or makes music better.
Yeah.
You know? I think maybe it's because of, like, how people relate to music. It's much more real when you are in struggle. And then maybe when you get, when everything is all sorted out and life is beautiful, maybe people can't relate because not everyone's life is like that. A lot of people are struggling in life, period. So that's what made hip hop what it is, actually, because now hip hop comes from a struggle.
Yeah. Group of kids who just wanted to be heard.
Yeah.
Dancing all over the parks in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I know my hip hop now.
Talk that shit.
Yeah.
You talking about loving hip hop. I know you mess with Migos heavy. From the jump, you've been messing with them. Who are the people who are inspirational, who influence MT to be MT in terms of, like, music?
A lot of them is dead, really.
Damn. Can we name them?
It's nobody right now. Maybe my big homie Ruff.
Mm-hmm.
But most niggas I look up to is dead.
Mm. Damn. Could you name the people that you looked up to that are not here that inspired you to do the music?
SK, Label, AKA, PRO, HHP, Flava, Mendoza, Mshoza. People don't know this about me. I started making kwaito. Remember I told you I used to dance kanda and shit? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to do kwaito, sorry. I look up to niggas, it's like
you used to do kwaito before you did the hip hop.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So yeah, man, who else that's dead and I look up to?
Take off.
I look up to Takeoff. He did. I look up to Bankroll Fresh and Atlanta OG.
Yeah, I know Bankroll Fresh. He got a crazy joint with Jeezy.
Yeah. I got it tatted on me, RIP Bankroll. Yeah, those are them peoples I look up to and they all dead.
That's crazy. Talking about your tats, and do all your tats have meaning? You are the first guy in SA, niggas have seen tat his face.
Yeah.
First artist, right? In SA that tatted his face.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of this? A lot of people don't know what the meaning is of that tattoo.
I'm a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
I maneuver and move in the grace of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Many people may think I'm just a clown and whatever, but I believe so much in God, and I'm so in tune with my spiritual being. Like, and if you watch a lot of vampire movies,
I don't.
You don't. anyone who watches vampire movies,
yeah.
You take out a cross,
yeah.
That motherfucker dead. So that's how they chase away vampires. And vampires are the majority of human beings that are left. It's not many good people left.
Facts.
And I got it tatted below my eye because my guard is always up. And when I'm speaking to a person, whatever cap you said to me, or trying to finesse me, to me, man, you a vampire, and I got the cross ready for your ass. Yeah.
So the cross is protecting you, basically.
Yeah.
Tell me about all the other tattoos. I see you got an Avery tattoo, too.
Yeah. I got Logan. I got Avery. SK over there.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah, I was so broke, I couldn't even go see him in his hospital bed. But it is what it is. And then I hate this one right here. This motherfucker didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's watching this, fuck him.
What is that? I can't see.
It's supposed to be a double cup. Bitch ass nigga. Okay. This one is the emoji of the tiparin of the eye. Cause I used to be a playboy and shit.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Yeah, this RIP Bankroll. Yeah. Street money. Yeah. That's the OG.
Yeah.
And shit, I ain't got 2 minutes. Yeah. Oh, 1992, a legend was born, 17 September. Yeah, 1992. So,
your birthday coming up soon.
Yeah. And I'm proud of being, you know, born in 92 because I've seen the, I've had a taste of apartheid. My grandmother used to work in the birth, still as a maid and shit. Now they call them aunties.
Aunties, yeah.
Domestic workers. So, my grandma took me to her work. And obviously, it's the white folk house, okay? I'm in the mix. She's like, all right, let's take the dogs for a walk. I think this is 94. We go. On the way there, bought fruits and no snacks, this, that, and the third. Going to the park once. We're going to chill. All right, cool. We get to the park, we play. And I ain't know English by then, but I could tell that these white kids is gossiping about me. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna let it slide. And then, while we were playing, they made me the host, and they were climbing on top of me.
What?
I'm like, no. Why am I the host? And I got two white kids sitting on me. And then when I complained about that, they got mad. They hit me with an avocado, man. I told my grandma, I'm like, hey. I just been hit. and my grandma was quick to let it slide, you know? Cause, you know, her job was on the line and shit, you know? Yeah, but them kids got me good. Yeah, so that was my taste of apartheid. They gave us their leftover Legos, hand-me-down clothes. Yeah.
So you just said you're glad you got to experience a little bit of apartheid.
Yes.
So you're happy you got that experience.
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't know how they treated our ancestors and our great-grandparents and shit like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. R.I.P. Nelson Mandela, man. I hate it when people say he was a sellout. Sellout what, man? You can't even do 1 year for a name. And he did 27.
Yes, sir.
For a nation.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Come out of prison and you're a president.
Mm.
Who does that?
And anywhere you go in the world, the first thing they know about South Africa is Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, even in Russia. As soon as I say Nelson Mandela, it was a done deal. They don't even know South Africa. They know Nelson Mandela.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm from South Africa, huh? South Africa, eh? You know Nelson Mandela? Ah, Mandela. You see? And you start talking shit about OG, man.
Put some respect on Nelson Mandela, please.
Yeah.
You know, people always got, they'll always have something negative to say about everybody.
Yeah.
Even him. Like, no one, like, who's exempt? Like, everyone, they have negative shit to say about everyone. Zuma, Mandela, like, so who's correct? We are living in that world now.
You couldn't tell him that when he was alive.
Mm.
Pussy ass niggas.
And he was a boxer.
Scary ass niggas. Yeah.
R.I.P. Tata.
R.I.P. man, the greatest man.
Greatest man to come out of SA.
Yeah. I'm trying to be like that. But with this hip-hop shit,
hey, man, anything is possible, bro. Like, you are seeing Donald Trump, like, he was never going to be a president and he became a president. Mandela came from prison to becoming a president. I don't think anything now in life is exempt. People can't tell you can't be whatever you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You could be anything that you want to be.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
That's why I'm MT the Hustler. I remember asking my history teacher back in the day.
Yeah.
What it takes to be what I am now. Like taking over the world, traveling the world. She ain't got no answer. She's still teaching that to this day.
Damn.
And I got 3 passports ran through.
Oh, talk that shit.
So it's like, what the fuck? But I'm grateful for every opportunity that comes my way, man. Cause I got a family, you know. So I'm grateful, man, very much so. Because for me, I was quota past para, quota two. But. Because I'm a praying man, you know. I know how to serve and not get high on my own supply.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about high on your own supply, I think maybe it's also a good time to address certain things, because every time I just watch your lives or the comments, niggas are just, yo, MT, you drugged up, you high, yeah, drugs or whatever, and I see you shitting on them niggas.
Yeah, fuck
too. Yeah.
Really? Like, I'm in my comfort zone, I'm in my house that I paid for, pussy ass nigga. And I'm smoking. What? You gonna pull up and put my blunt out? I'm gonna do what I do. I deserve that shit. Yeah, every drag counts. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Where I'm from, niggas is shooting shit up.
better be looking at all I'm doing is smoking weed, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck? We used to wake up, go to school, see niggas shooting up out there. I'm from here, bro, cuz. Yeah. Better be lucky if I'm smoking that Zaza only. It could have been worse.
You still go back and visit your homies in Hillbro?
Hell nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Why?
And nigga, I grew up with my slimy. That's how wicked it is out there. But it's all love, though. Well, when I go to the hood, I don't announce. And I park my car in a secluded area, this, that, and there. I grew up in that hood, so I know how they operate. But I don't be there as often as, I don't know. I do go once in a while. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to let you know, bro, we fuck with you heavy here on the LTO podcast, especially me. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see the best for MT.
Yes, sir.
Personally, financially, physically. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, anything that we can do to help out, like the record label situation, if you need someone, people to need, because that's some, I don't want your album not coming out because of dumb shit like that, especially where you at in the game. There's a lot of labels. Communicate certain things. If there's certain things, like maybe you need, yo, Tito, like, I need to speak to these people, whatever, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? In the game. I think the problem sometimes, there's a glitch where we feel like we can't reach out to each other. Yeah. We need each other more than ever right now for niggas in the game, niggas to be communicate, and you know what I'm saying? And then as far as the family shit, I'm glad you and Shorty are coming to a understanding.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear that. Good luck with the album coming out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stay being the baddest, biggest hustle that we know with the music.
Yes, sir.
We need that ASAP.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming out to the show. We really appreciate your presence. I know you don't do a lot of interviews out there, so.
Yeah, I don't fuck with these niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
And they pussy ass podcast. But I had to pull up on my OG, you know. Show love.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I got much love for you, bro. And I can't wait to hear what you've been working on. Shit, we actually got a record. You know, like, I haven't been dropping music. Me and MT actually did a record a couple. I need to put that motherfucker out. My niggas have been on me, especially this guy, Denzel. He loves that record. He always got that shit on deck. So I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna say it now. I'm getting back to the music shit. So I'm gonna put out that record. That shit's still banging now. I'll bump that shit for you. And thank you to everybody that's been watching the podcast. Talking about appreciating and gratitude and feeling blessed. I want to thank all the viewers that's been watching our podcast. We keep on climbing up with the views. We keep on climbing up with the sponsors that are messing with us. So I respect that. I appreciate that. Please keep on supporting us. We're going to keep bringing you more entertainment here at the El Tito Podcast. Much love to everybody watching. We'll see you on the next one. We out.
Hey, I want to say something.
Big ass, I want to say something.
I want to say something. On the 9th of September.
Yeah, talk that. So
I got my show, MTN Friends. Pull up on a Zone 6 venue. It's going to be lit.
I'm going to pull up.
Whole gang going to be there. Yeah. ATM going to be there. Myself, Java, Saudi, Maglera, Topo, 25K.
Yes, sir.
If I forgot you, I'm sorry. But it's going to be lit.
Let's check it out. MT and Friends, 9 September 2023. Maglera Doughboy out there, Nadia Nakai, Java 25K, Latinova Pounds, Melinda the Vocalist, Ms. Cosmo, Slick, Moosley, Pearl Tusi, Majesties, Saudi, yeah, I think that's about it for now. Big Hash, Dr. Pepper, DJ Milkshake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely looking forward to that. Salute, big
hustle.
Salute, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We out.
But down, no.
Yes, sir. I can't leave. You know what I'm saying? Big hustle to leave without giving him.
Yes, sir.
I can't leave you empty handed. You know what I mean? So,
yes, sir.
So I hit you with a pack. I know you got some fresh
Thank
kicks.
You so much.
I know you got some fresh kicks.
Yeah.
So these are gonna take care of those Jordans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think no rapper can compete with me when it comes to kicks. I'm rich in kicks.
Big Hustle, don't say that.
So,
man.
Thank you.
Don't say that, Big Hustle. I love you, but don't say that, man. I'm a sneaker head, man. My kicks is badass, too, man. Because it's you, I'm going to let that slide, you know?
We can go head to head.
Oh,
man.
For real? Next episode, we'll be going head to head. I'm going to bring Big Hustle back. We're going to have a Jordan battle out here, okay?
They won't need a truck to bring mine.
Oh, for real? That's what's up. Let's do it. Shout out to Crep Protect for keeping us fresh. The freshest podcast in the world, El Tito Podcast. Big Hustle, Tito, we out.
Yes, sir.